At the beginning of the Mass, I mentioned the different things that are part of today's liturgy. We're going to focus simply on the theme chosen for the Mass. It's on the song sheet here, persevering in prayer without becoming weary. That's the reason why Jesus told the parable that I just read in today's Gospel. It says here, Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. You can see on the song sheet a little picture of the unjust judge. He's sitting there saying to himself, this woman keeps bothering me. And he's holding some kind of a scroll and he's just fed up with her. And then the poor widow pleading and pleading and pleading on the right side. So that's the image of the parable that we're reflecting on now. If you think about it, you can see that this parable comes as a kind of conclusion of a whole week about wisdom, a whole week about perseverance, because the parable on Sunday was the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. 5 persevered, 5 did not. 5 had enough oil to sustain them through the darkness of the absence of the groom, 5 did not. Well, here's this poor widow. She obviously has enough oil. She has what it takes to persevere. And this is what we need. This is what the Word of God is encouraging us to keep developing, this persevering spirit, this patience, this faith that makes it possible for us to keep going even when it looks like there's no possible good end to come from it. There's something almost comical about this parable. Here's Jesus giving a parable about prayer, but the characters in the parable are very unlike, at least the judge here, is very unlike God who he's comparing him to. So the judge, it says here, is such a bad person that he neither fears God nor respects any human being. You know the two great commandments, love God, love your neighbor. He breaks both of them. He doesn't care about God, he doesn't care about his neighbor. All he cares about is himself. So he won't do anything unless it benefits himself. This is exactly the opposite of God. God who does everything out of love. He does everything for others. So here's a judge who's as opposite as you can get to God. He's as bad as you can get. Then there's the widow. Remember, a widow in the scriptures represents the poorest of the poor. She has nothing. She has no money. She has nobody to advocate for her. All she has is her appeal to this judge, and it's practically a hopeless case. I mean, why does he even let her in to his office again and again? Why does he even bother to let her make her petition? She has almost no hope, but she doesn't give up. She perseveres. Here's a woman who has nothing going for her, but she doesn't give up. Kind of like a David and Goliath, right? I mean, it's a hopeless case, but she actually wins in the end. Listen to what the judge says at the end. It's true, I neither fear God nor respect any human being. I don't care about anything except myself. But this widow keeps bothering me. So I'm going to give her a decision because I'm just tired of her. That's not how God thinks about our prayers. It's exactly the opposite. He loves to hear us pray. He loves to have us approach him. So here again, this is as great a contrast as Jesus could come up with. And then he says, I'm going to give her a just decision, lest she finally come and strike me. As if this man is afraid of this poor widow. He's not afraid of her. He doesn't care about her at all. Then Jesus, after setting up this, I say, almost comical story, he says, now think about God's chosen ones praying in his presence. Will not God secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? An unjust judge, we can understand him being slow. But a merciful Father is not slow. He wants to answer our prayers. He wants to do what is best for us. In fact, He will always do what is best for us, even if it costs Him, we know from the cross. The question then is not whether God is a just judge or not, whether God is willing to hear our prayers or not. The question is whether we persevere or not, whether we can be like this poor widow who keeps begging and pestering the judge because she has no one else to turn to, whether we, who have much greater reason for persevering, will persevere in faith and in prayer. Jesus asks the question at the end, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? Will He find people who have at least as much faith as this poor widow has in that unjust judge? If she can trust, we almost hate to use the word trust, if she can trust that the judge is going to give her a just decision, can't we trust that God will give us a just decision? Well, yes, we can. But we grow weary. We run out of oil. We don't persevere. We just fail on our side. Like those foolish virgins on Sunday. Maybe you think I'm bringing up that Sunday gospel too many times. I've mentioned it every day this week. Let me tell you a little story that indicates that I should keep reflecting on those 10 virgins. Five wise, five foolish. Last night I had a mass in the parish. Whenever I have a mass there, I just walk to the church because it's very close. So I walk there, pass through the Italia 500 gate, offered the mass. After the mass, I was taken by surprise. There was some extra ministry. People wanted blessings and confessions and whatnot. So I was delayed. When I got out of the church, I came to the gate. It's locked. The guard's not around. It's dark. There's no tricycles around. There's no people around. I'm standing there in the dark in front of a locked gate. I thought, oh, I don't have any money. What am I going to do now? I'm like the foolish virgins. I didn't prepare for this possibility that there would be a delay and I'd be locked out, just like those virgins. I called the guardhouse. Their phone's out of order. I called the Animum community. Nobody answered. I had to walk back to the parish church and ask someone to drive me home. So anyway, this is how it is. We have to be ready for delays. We have to be ready for contradictions. It's part of our experience. It doesn't mean that God is against us or God is not listening to us. It's part of the process of us drawing closer to God, being purified of our imperfections, also being formed in the ways of God. When it comes to prayer, after all, and this parable is about prayer, right? Prayer without ceasing, without becoming weary. When it comes to prayer, we might start with the question, why pray at all? God already knows what we need. Jesus himself says this. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Of course he knows. He knows everything. Well, if he knows everything and if he wants what's good for us, why do we have to pray? Why don't we just sit around waiting for God to do the good thing he's going to do anyway? That's what the foolish virgins think. Why do we have to do anything? Why do we need any oil? Why do we have to prepare? And it's all up to the groom. That's not the right way of thinking about prayer. It's not the right way of thinking about God, because God actually wants us to be part of the equation. Yes, God knows everything and he can do everything, but he wants us to share in his work. That's where prayer comes in. When we pray, we don't change God. Why would we change him? He's perfect, knows everything. What happens when we pray is that we change. We become part of God's plan for the building up, establishment of his kingdom. We don't really know how that works. How can we understand the ways of God? But we know that it works because God tells us, do this. Keep praying. In fact, persevere in praying. Don't give up in praying. Just because there's a delay, or it seems like God is unjust, or he seems like a cruel judge, or it seems like he's not listening. No, don't listen to that foolishness. Persevere. Why do we pray? Because God tells us, pray. Pray, give us this day our daily bread. Why do we have to ask for daily bread? Why doesn't he just give it to us? He will give it to us, but are we ready to receive it? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the groom arrives, will he find people with oil ready to join him in the wedding celebration? That's the question. So the reason for prayer is all on us, so that we will open ourselves to our relationship with God. So that we open the door, we prepare the way, we're ready for him to bless us. This parable then about persevering in prayer without becoming weary is an encouragement for us not to give up on prayer, not to lose faith, not to get discouraged when you're standing in front of a locked gate, or a dark night, or a disaster, or a war, or an illness. Don't give up on prayer. We don't know what God will do or how he will do it, but we do know he's a loving, merciful Father who wants, what does it say? Who will do, where did I read it here? Who will secure the rights of his chosen ones, and he won't delay. What we think of as delay is not what God thinks of as delay. He is eager to pour out every blessing on his children. That's why we pray, because we want to receive what God wants to give us. So, we are the poor widows here. Who else are we going to turn to? Who else are we going to depend on? Who's dependable? Who's secure? Only God. So let us persevere in prayer without becoming weary.